Renee Chris, R-E-N-E-E, last name K-R-I-S-S, 121-13. Renee is here today with her mom and sister for fever and upper respiratory symptoms. She's been sick since last Tuesday, which is 6 days. She had fever to 104, and it would only come down to 101 or 102 with Tylenol and ibuprofen. Yesterday, she did not take Tylenol or ibuprofen and was still at 100 to and 1. Today is the first day she hasn't had fever without antipyretics. Her mom and sister were sick with similar symptoms, but both got better over 3 or 4 days, whereas hers have persisted. She has a wet cough today, but for the first time does seem to be feeling better. No focal ear pain, runny nose, sore throat, or any other symptoms are noted today. Object of vital signs stable, general, pleasant, appropriate female, cooperative, no acute distress, ENT, TM clear, nasal mucosa is inflamed, posterior pharynx is a bit inflamed but without exudate, no anterior cervical adenopathy is noted. Lungs, bilateral adequate air movement is noted, there's no focal crackle, RAL. Some upper respiratory congestion is noted, however. Assessment, fever and cough after persistent URI. Concern would be for pneumonia developing as a secondary bacterial infection given the duration of symptoms. However, she's feeling better today and has not been febrile. So we discuss watchful waiting for the next 24 to 48 hours. If the fever recurs and she seems to be getting worse, okay to proceed with amoxicillin. Otherwise, probably okay to return to work or to school Thursday.